The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Love this letter. Dear Steve, I'd like to nominate my granddaughter, Mia Fernandez. She's going to turn 15 in May. She's a freshman at Naperville North. Mia's a member of the after-school club in Naperville, works with special needs students. It's a soft spot for me, as you know. And recently performed a dance routine with a friend and a special needs student at a variety show for special needs kids. The club provides students to act as friends to the special needs population. It's a big deal. You know, my daughter Amy, who works with kids with autism all the time, my special needs brother, Mickey, who's coming to visit, by the way. Mickey's going to be out in a couple weeks. You know, it's just something that it just touches your heart. If you're smart enough to stop down and pay attention to it. I love hearing about a kid that gets it and is in touch with it at 14 or 15 years old. Ms. Fernandez continues, my husband and I had a mentally challenged daughter who passed away in 1992, so Mia never knew her Aunt Michelle. But we have talked about her, and Mia's parents have taught their children about helping those less fortunate. And I believe that my daughter, Amy, got into the business she's in a small part because of her uncle, my brother, Mickey. So inspiration comes. I believe Mia would make a great kid of the week from Mrs. Catherine Fernandez. And we agree as Mia joins us now. Good morning, Mia.
Hi.
Remember when spring break meant sleeping late?
Yeah.
Well, it was nice of you to get up. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing fine. And there at Naperville North, are you an exception to the rule, or are the kids pretty good with the special needs population?
They're pretty good.
Yeah. And are there any kids in particular you want to call out to say these are the folks that we're helping, or these are the folks that are getting it done?
Sure. Like my dance partners in the thing, Mila and David.
What did you dance to?
Can't Stop the Feeling.
Oh, yeah. Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want me to recreate that video right now while we're on the phone? Probably not.
No.
Yeah, probably not.
Thanks,
probably not.
Thanks, Mia.
Say hi to Mia, Andre.
Mia, how are you?
Good.
Hey, what do you think of everything going on now? Really, teenagers, this is your time right now with kids speaking out and talking, and you really are getting behind the pulpit. Are you happy with the way your peers all across the country are handling themselves and speaking out for the rights of teenagers?
Yeah. Like, we're trying to stick up for ourselves, and yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough when you ought to be worried about just having fun and working hard and thinking about your future and stuff. It's tough when you have to be the grown-ups, but certainly the kids in Florida and the kids around the country have stepped up, as you're doing as well. Yeah. What advice do you have for kids who are a little shy about getting involved? What would you say to them?
I'd say try to, like, make new friends and then try to get them involved. Like, I got involved by the CEC club through one of my friends that was doing it, and you just try to make new friends in the certain clubs and that.
Who was your other friend that got you involved?
Mila,
getting it done.
Cool.
What are you going to do after high school? You got college plans eventually?
I want to be a nutritionist.
Oh, nice. Where's that inspiration come from?
I don't really know.
Do you eat well yourself?
My parents say I do.
Well, that's nice. Like, what would typical breakfast be for you since you're awake?
Like yogurt.
Wow.
That's healthy, yeah.
Look at you.
Very healthy.
You're a vegetarian?
No.
Good call. is your grandmother with you?
Yeah.
Can I say hi to her?
Yeah.
All right, before you head to the phone, I wanted to tell you, as Kid of the Week, we're going to give you an apt gift card. We're going to give you some Lou Malnati's pizza, so you're going to have to break that nutritional thing that you do. Huh? Yeah. Right? Huh?
Yeah.
And we just thank you for being a great kid and Kid of the Week.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk to Ms. Catherine, please.
She's great.
Hello.
What a sweet kid.
Listen, Steve, can I offer you some advice?
Sure. Go ahead.
Treasure every moment you have with Abigail Grace.
You know, it's funny.
Because you're going to turn around tomorrow, and she's suddenly going to be 15 years old, and you're going to wonder, where did it go?
How about that?
Yeah.
You know, I spend every Monday afternoon with her, just her and I, and obviously see her any chance I can. But yesterday,
we all know that's to corrupt her, so go ahead.
Yes, that's exactly
right.
That's
right, Catherine.
But yesterday, we spent a fair amount of time where she was educating me on various things in the world. But we also spent some time pointing out my elbows. And she also referenced the fact that I have no hair. I've sort of taken this a little too far. I convinced her that the reason I have no hair is because her daddy, my son, took it. So now she'll rub the top of my head and go, "Pops, no hair. No hair, Pops. Daddy took it."
Yeah, she knows.
Well,
so.
That's all right. My son is only 50, and he has no hair.
Ah, there you go. I think I saw him at the meeting. Well, you must be a wonderful grandmother as well, because she's a phenomenal kid, and I'm sure she's been paying attention to you. But I thank you for letting us know about her.
Well, I have three of them, actually. Mia is the oldest, and then I have two grandsons, Luke, who's going to, well, he is 13 already, and Will will be 11 after Easter. So, I'm very proud of them. My son and daughter-in-law are both teachers, and they've done a wonderful job.
Good for them. Where do they teach?
Mike teaches at St. Joe's in Westchester, and Kristen teaches Freedom at Freedom Middle School in Berwyn. She teaches science. He teaches math.
Boy, middle
math
school.
I've got. The science, I don't have a clue.
The middle school, that's brave.
Well, 7th and 8th grade, and that's, I taught math, and he's following in my footsteps, which I'm very proud of.
Well, you should. Where did you teach?
I taught at St. Barbara's in Brookfield, and believe it or not, I don't want to hold you up because I know Mary is trying to get you to get
Sandberg off
the phone.
To keep me on time. Yeah.
I was on a team that when Bob Collins had his high school, grade school, the pop quiz or whatever
pop
for teachers.
Quiz. Yeah, pop quiz. Is that right, Dave?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I was on the St. Barbara's team, and we got to come down and compete.
Oh, look at that.
And so we got to meet Bob, and of course it was tragic. And but we did get to meet him, and Bill,
somebody else working on the show at the time?
No. The guy that he does promos for the station, too, Bill
Curtis. Bill Curtis.
Bill Curtis.
Sure.
Was one of our questioners.
Is that right?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I trust that Mr. Collins was a very nice man to you.
Oh, he's terrific. He was terrific.
Yeah, he was.
We have a picture. We, in fact, our principal hung it in the hall, and the kids got to sit, the three of us when we're on the team with Bob.
But you're burying the lead. Did you win?
No.
Oh.
We were a finalist.
Oh.
We came back twice.
Oh.
And we were a finalist, so believe it or not, we won an exercise bike and ice cream treats for the whole school. And we had our school did a fundraiser, and we had the bicycle. I won it.
Well, that's great, but you're kind of making my Lou Malnati's pizza and an app gift card look bad. Anyway, it's great talking to you. I really appreciate you listening all this time, and I appreciate you sticking around for this show. But thanks for getting that kid up.
No, you're terrific, and my heart goes to Mary, because I don't think you ever meet the beep on the
hour.
All right, our time's up.
This is where you normally offer a tour of the station. Not today.
Well, how great is Catherine?
Yeah, she's great.
She's fantastic.
And how great is Mia?
Mia's a great kid. There you go. And I'm sure Mia's smiling as she goes, "Grandma, can I go back to bed now?"
Right. It's spring break.
Come on. Have me a break. There you go. That's a good kid of the week.
Excellent. She's great.
Let us know about kids you know about that you want us to know about. It's simple. Go to WGNradio.com, search Kid of the Week, and follow the easy steps there. And we appreciate it.